You've mentioned a sense of failure or of being blamed all the way along. Is that true?
Yeah, I think, you know, from a young child, you know, up until I lost my sight, really, it's, you know, everything's seen as being your fault. If you go into a coma, if you, you know, anything that happens medically to you, it's because you haven't taken care of yourself, or that they have, well, they, I don't know, I don't, you know, I've never liked, my experiences of the medical profession have never been positive. The most positive time, I suppose, was when I was initially in the eye hospital and they were trying out new techniques on me and I was a very interesting subject. I mean, I've had eye students looking in my eyes, one doctor telling me to look one way, another doctor telling me to look another way, and they obviously, you know, just see you as an interesting eye or interesting eyes rather than as a human being. And once they were no longer able to do all their experiments or whatever on me, you know, they just didn't want to know anymore, and there was no kind of social help, really. You know, no one to talk to, no one to sort of so that I, you know, you understand what was happening to you when you lose your sight.